Welcome to Syndic number 7. As publisher, each issue of Syndic is a personal learning experience for me. I have to answer, or at least deal with, some of these questions. First, what is the most effective and tasteful way to present the literary work of authors or artists online? Second, how important is the use of the spoken word in an internet multimedia presentation? Third, because Syndic includes the work of authors and artists whose mother tongue is not English, why should their presentation be limited to the use of an English-only translation? If so, how can Syndic truly call itself an international literary journal? And four, what is literary work? Song, music performance, narrative stories, photography, artwork, memoirs, spoken poetry, filmmaking, cartoons, essays, all of the above? And what else should I include? I deal with these questions through the time-honored learning process of trial and error. And with each issue, I learn something new. Something to avoid, something to use again, or even something to think more about. Our final issue for 2012, Syndic number 8, is scheduled to be published December the 1st. The deadline is November 1st. My current thinking is to again limit the issue to 35 chapters. If you plan to make a submission for number 8, I strongly suggest you make an early submission. On a personal note, my summer vegetable garden is overflowing with tomatoes, melons, eggplant, zucchini, lemon cucumbers, and the crown jewel of all, padrón peppers from Spain. What a treat!